Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. According to Goldman Sachs, the combined market values of Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, and Facebook now account for over 20% of the value of the S&P 500 index. That exceeds the 18% concentration level that occurred in the famous tech bubble of 2000. Our next guest says that this is just one reason why investors need to take a serious look at their unrealized capital gains. David Allison is a chartered financial analyst and a member of the South Carolina chapter of the CFA Society, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Columbia. David, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
Are you indeed seeing a lot of portfolios that have a high concentration in tech stocks now because of this situation?
Yes, we are, higher than normal. And also, U.S. stocks as well outperform most other major global stock indexes. So we've seen more concentration in U.S. stocks as a whole, too, not just technology. A lot of investors will look at that. They'll see the large embedded capital gain that they have there, and that might limit their willingness to reduce exposure in some of those concentrated positions.
Because if they sell, they'll have huge profits that they will then have to pay taxes on, right?
Yes, that's correct. A lot of times the additional risk of holding those concentrated positions trumps the cost of paying the taxes.
And with this being sort of a strange year with the COVID pandemic, and you've got a lot of people out of work, their incomes are lower this year, it could be an opportunity for them to not have to pay as much taxes in taking these big capital gains because their income is lower.
Yes, that's correct. You know, the long-term capital gains taxes on those are often lower than what somebody would pay on short-term capital gains or income. If an investor has a year where they have a substantial loss in their business disruption from COVID-19, where their income's considerably lower than it is normally, that could push them temporarily into a lower capital gains tax bracket. Long-term capital gains tax brackets at the federal level go as low as 0%. So there could be an opportunity there. And some of the coronavirus relief has created a situation where retirees aren't required to take the required minimum distributions out of IRAs this year. So that could also put a retiree in a little bit lower long-term capital gains tax bracket.
But of course, as you're indicating there, everybody's situation will be different.
Yes, that's correct. It's very important. If an investor talks to their advisor, their financial advisor or financial planner, investment manager, about how to manage these capital gains, they should also talk to their accountant too. Capital gains can push an investor into higher tax bracket, eliminate certain deductions or tax credits, reduce or eliminate Affordable Care Act subsidies, can impact Medicare premiums and affect the taxation of Social Security. So there's a lot of things working there. And if an investor wants to kind of work out of a concentrated position where they have big gains, it's important to not only bring the financial advisor in, but also bring a CPA in to discuss the potential impact of taking additional capital gains or diversifying the position.
And it sounds like maybe this whole topic came up because you might suspect that we are in sort of a bubble possibly in these stocks, and that, you know, we don't know when the exact peak is, but do you feel that they are overpriced and we're overdue for a pullback?
Well, they've had such a massive run, and so a lot of optimism is baked into these big cap tech stocks. I don't know that there'll be some event that will make these stocks tumble. Certainly, if prices increase and valuations are high, which for many of the big cap tech stocks they are, then your expectation for forward return will drop. So eventually, you know, these stocks aren't going to go to the moon, and eventually valuation will catch up with them. However, they are big and very dominant. So I think that these big tech stocks will definitely be around for a while.
Well, David, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
No problem. Thank you for the opportunity.
David Allison is a chartered financial analyst and a member of the South Carolina chapter of the CFA Society, and he joined us by phone from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.